And now it's time for the Wild Side News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
Remember the game Captain May I? You had a captain and each person would ask, Captain, may I take one giant step forward? And then the captain would say, you may take two baby steps backwards. And then the player would have to ask, Captain, may I? And then it was up to the captain. Yes, you may, or no, you may not. 2 weeks after the election, and it feels a lot like Captain, may I? Want to take two giant steps forward? Yes, you may, when you return, here on the Wild Side News.
Welcome back to the Wild Side News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
It's good to be back after taking a week to catch some perspective on the future of life, plants, animals, humans, as we head on off on our continuing journey into our future. I remember when people used to refer to the journey being on Spaceship Earth. You know, we are all headed off into the wondrous future together on the planet, and we better learn to get along and take care of things. The old vision of Spaceship Earth was romantic and kind of exciting, heading off into the unknown with mystery and adventure ahead. Well, today, it feels more like we're rattling along in an old bus in a foreign land. It's getting quite crowded, the road is kind of rough, and there's a lot of different cultures traveling along with us. This week, the route for all of us on old busload Earth was revealed, and it looks like a long, difficult road ahead. We will cover some of the details of that roadmap with the news. Then we turn our attention to those who keep trying to keep our windshield clean, keeping the vision clear, as we hear from actor and activist Ted Danson, who talks about Oceana, which is uniting the world to meet the challenges faced by the world's oceans. In our second segment, we head up to Montana and hear about a small, dedicated group of people who volunteer their services in the effort to assist in emergency search and rescues, and the wondrous work of the search and rescue dogs they train and utilize to serve us all. It's a story you don't want to miss. Then we head down to Southern California for our National Park of the Week, the legendary Joshua Tree National Park that preserves the desert landscape in the heart of the developer's world. So there's plenty to cover this week, and we will. But first, a personal note. The Wildside News is approaching its 40th show. Each week, we add to the Voice of the Earth Radio Network's body of knowledge and family of friends. Now, here's the truth. There is a mission here. As you will hear in the upcoming news and in the weeks and months ahead, life as we have known it and loved it, I am sad to say, is being threatened by good intentions that have lost their way. The struggle of human existence from earliest man through our emergence into tribes and villages and towns and cities, and the wondrous craftings that we have improved, that have improved our ability to withstand the threats of nature, which now triumph with sensational technologies and human dominance over all the realms of the earth, have lost their meaning and worth if we do not now use such to come together in wisdom and in peace to restore the torn fabric of life on earth. The Wildside News will continue to serve as the gathering ground of all of us who get it, that it is now time to join our understandings, our science, our abilities, and goodwill to address the tattering of the miracle which we inherited from an ancient sacred mystery and which we are quickly killing like roadkill on our accelerating drive to what? To lose this mystery would be the gravest violation of all that is sacred in the history of the universe. It is happening on our watch. We have many choices to make. Continue on ahead with ever more outrageous resource wars over oil, over water and food and ultimately survival. Or now transform from the chrysalis of old that confines us into the beauty and freedom that have inspired humankind for eons of time. Come along, as those of us who get it, now recreate our visions, and therefore our future. Life lies before us, or it does not. Globalization lies ahead. Let us now globalize for goodness and peace on this, our little planet Earth. And now the news. An amazing series of reports were delivered this past week, following as a synopsis of their findings. The Arctic Climate Impact Assessment was delivered this week, concluding that the Arctic is feeling the dramatic impact of global warming more than any other area on Earth. Because of its unique sensitivity to small changes in temperature, mainly because of its ice-dominated topography, a complex panoply of changes are occurring. Spring comes 2 weeks earlier, summer lasts 2 weeks longer, the frozen tundra is turning to slush, the polar ice cap has melted to 80% of its size in just 30 years. Animals dependent on the ice, such as the polar bear, lose a natural basis for their survival. The polar human populations are witnessing dramatic changes in animal behavior. Iceland's massive snowfields are melting and threaten a much more rapid increase in ocean levels. Arctic currents, which temperate ocean temperature, are changing, thus adding to the prospect of the warming oceans. The warming oceans will spawn increasingly harsh storm patterns, and the list goes on. The World Conservation Union now concludes that 1/8 of all birds, 25% of all mammals, 1/3 of all amphibians, and nearly 50% of all turtles and tortoises are heading for extinction. Dr. Peter Gleick, president of the Pacific Institute and recipient of the prestigious MacArthur Award, warned that the crisis facing the world's water consumers, that means every person on Earth, is going unaddressed, primarily through lack of a coherent strategy to deal with it. Greenpeace this week addressed the United Nations for the first time and challenged and begged and cajoled them to implement an immediate moratorium on all bottom trawling. The world's governments ignored the scientific evidence and instead called for a 2-year review of the problem. With vast resources, China is buying up oil futures around the world, offering financial and political support to oil-producing nations like Iran, and supporting the barbarous leaders of the Sudan in order to assure the future of their survival, economic expansion, and place in the world's future. The communist country is out-capitalisticking even the most fervent American oil executives by using their phenomenal financial resources and a will to dominate through sheer economic clout. The Chinese communist comrades of industry show no sign of slowing down in their quest for liquid gold. And that's a summary of some of the reports that are making the news this week. Next week, Thanksgiving Day, I'll prepare a special Thanksgiving Day program to warm the spirit of America's celebration of our founding peoples. This past week in Los Angeles, at the prestigious Esquire House in Beverly Hills, a star-studded gala was held to help save the oceans. The 2004 Oceana Partners Awards Gala raised over $525,000 to support the international efforts of Oceana, one of the world's most active and attractive ocean organizations. In the weeks and months ahead, the Wildside News is going to bring you regular reports on their work. While there, I had the great privilege of talking with one of its principal founders, actor and ocean activist Ted Danson. I learned in talking to him that he is a sincere, dedicated, bright, kind friend of the Earth, and one who has driven the emergence of Oceana. Be sure to learn more about their work by visiting their website at www.oceana, or click on any of the pictures on this week's show page. And now, a good man, Ted Danson. We're talking with Ted Danson. He's a very handsome man. I think you're better looking in person than you are on TV.
You got to say that on TV or else it means absolutely nothing.
You're here representing Oceana, which was a huge part of your personal history and passion.
About 20 years ago, I was walking on a beach with my two very young daughters at the time here in Santa Monica, and there was a proverbial sign, do not go swimming, the water's polluted, and trying to answer the why for my daughters I couldn't, and it makes no sense. It's so big and beautiful. How could you not go swimming? How could it not absorb everything we throw at it? And I started talking to an environmental lawyer called Robert Sulnick, and we started working on the issue because we enjoyed each other and we cared about oceans, but it was like a baby step. We went down to Swiss, where my brother-in-law is an oceanographer, and he put together a group of scientists who said, we've been working on oil issues, and they said, yes, oil is important, but the truth is, it's really a blip on the screen. It's coastal pollution, what we do on land that gets washed into the coastal zone. Everything basically that we do on land gets eventually washed into the water system, into the rivers and streams and out into the coastal zone. The streets get washed with rains into the storm sewers and out into the coastal zone. So that is a huge challenge. So we started a small group called the American Oceans Campaign. It lasted 15 years. And then 3 years ago, I think we merged with something called Oceana, which was a brand new ocean advocacy group set up by Pew Foundation and several other foundations, and we merged together, and it is now, it is so exciting. It is a, you know, 70 people, that's a lot for one issue, ocean issue, working around the world, Santiago, Chile, where, you know, talking about the environment is brand new. I mean, it's almost scary. You know, it's not like this country when they say, oh, way to go. You know, they're up against some hostile atmosphere, and yet they're out there doing it. They have an office in Madrid, Spain. This group of about 15 people had worked together 20 years ago with Greenpeace, who got back together to work for Oceana. It was very powerful. Small office in Brussels, Nome, Alaska, Washington, D.C., and L.A. So it's a campaign-oriented international approach to the problem. Campaign meaning we say we're going to do this and we are held accountable. Last year one of our campaigns was against cruise ships. They're like these floating cities, and they're very popular, more and more are being built. And they would dump, if not, they didn't dump raw sewage, but they didn't treat the sewage up to the level of being safe for the waters. So we worked with one company, and they agreed to put $150 million in refitting the ships. It was the second largest company in the world, and now I think other companies are starting to follow suit on the cruise line. So now we're about to take on a new campaign, which I think is very exciting. One of our jobs is to make people aware, because this is an issue that can be fixed. The oceans can be fixed. It's one of our most serious environmental problems that we can do something about. That's kind of the good news. You have to get people to start thinking about what's going on underneath the surface. And one of the things we're going to be doing this year is a campaign to raise the issue of mercury poisoning. We've been hearing about it, I think, a lot recently. EPA facts are that one out of six women of childbearing years has so much mercury in their blood that they're at risk of giving birth to a brain, you know, damaged child. That's hardcore. That's scary. That's public health. That's the middle of this country. That's lakes, rivers. You know, there isn't a state that isn't impacted by this. Also, the marine life, clearly, are impacted by it. You get it by eating fish, sometimes tuna fish, sometimes other fish. That's how we get it into our system. So we are going to make a campaign where we go after the polluters, but also start a labeling process so people know what they're eating and if it's safe or not. That's probably a 3 or 4 year campaign. But to me, it's very exciting because it's starting to talk about things that aren't just about things you can't see. You know, it's hard to get people interested in oceans.
How are you hoping to achieve that?
Like we said, by making it a public health issue. I think it's becoming clearer and clearer that our fisheries are collapsing around the world. People are beginning to see that. 1% of the money spent on environmental issues go to ocean issues, the rest of land issues. So it's an uphill battle, but Oceana, I'm really proud of it, really excited by the impact they're having.
If you could advise people around the world, what would you say at this point? And there's a long journey ahead of us, but at this point, what would you like to encourage people to think about and how to act?
I think you have to educate yourself, and then it's not like you're saying stop fishing. You know, we're not. I love eating my fish. There are artisanal fishermen all around the world who are doing it the right way. It's usually one or two major corporations that have, you know, a huge amount of trawling vessels that do it in the fast factory ship way that are causing the problem. So educate. You have to become political. You have to ask questions. You know, in this country, you can start asking at the supermarket, about mercury content. Start educating yourself for your self-preservation, in this case.
Thank you so much. The Wild Side News is making a difference.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That was Ted Danson, a really wonderful guy who made a special effort to meet with me during this gala and share his vision and also share his dedication to preserving our oceans. You know, I look forward to inviting you to share the Oceana's work in the weeks ahead here on the Wild Side News, and also encourage you to visit their website at www.oceana.org. And when we return, we head on up to Montana to the story of the miraculous work that the search and rescue dogs and their trainers are doing. So don't get lost and stick around. And also make sure that you visit some of our other programs, specifically the Scripps Institution of Oceanography Report on the Oceans program. If you really want to get caught up on where things are going in terms of the oceans, make sure to click on that. There's three different segments, and in particular pay attention to their need now, which is more important than ever, to preserve their incredible collections. So go to the website. Check out all the shows on the Wild Side News. We've got a great show coming up. Stick around. See you on the other side of this break. This is Sydney Wildsmith with the Wild Side News.